So I have to be honest and say I didn't wake up this time around for the second debate between President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. They wrapped up their debate with that last one last night. It covered the coronavirus pandemic, federal government's response to that, the national security situation, China, poverty, race in America, climate change. Much calmer this time around. Have a listen to a little snippet from that debate.
It's not my fault that he came here. It's China's fault. And you know what? It's not Joe's fault that he came here either. It's China's fault. First of all, I've already done something that nobody thought was possible. Through the legislature, I terminated the individual mandate. That is the worst part of Obamacare. Hell. He's talking about socialized medicine and healthcare. When he talks about a public option, he's talking about destroying your Medicare. Totally destroyed and destroying your Social Security, and this whole country will come down. You know, Bernie Sanders tried it in his state. He tried it in his state. His governor was a very liberal governor. They want to make it work.
Okay, let's hear Vice President Biden respond.
He's a very confused guy. He thinks he's running against somebody else. He's running against Joe Biden. I beat all those other people because I disagreed with them. Joe Biden, he's running against.
Mr. President, your administration separated children from their parents at the border, at least 4,000 kids. You've since reversed your zero tolerance policy, but the United States can't locate the parents of more than 500 children. So how will these families ever be reunited?
Children are brought here by coyotes and lots of bad people, cartels. And they're brought here, and they used to use them to get into our country. We now have as strong a border as we've ever had. We're over 400 miles of brand new wall. You see the numbers, and we let people in, but they have to come in legally.
These 500-plus kids came with parents. They separated them at the border to make it a disincentive to come to begin with. Big, real tough. We're really strong. And guess what? They cannot, it's not coyotes didn't bring them over. Their parents were with them. They got separated from their parents. And it makes us a laughing stock and violates every notion of who we are as a nation.
That's Donald Trump and Joe Biden debating last night. Let's speak now to Francis Cornegay, who's a senior research fellow at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Francis, thanks for joining us today. What was your assessment? Much calmer than last time around.
Well, yes, it was much calmer because the commission on the debates had to come up with a process that would not produce the kind of unhinged chaos at the first debate. And And the combination was to silence the mic, when things to keep things contained, and then they had a very capable expert a moderator who disciplined the entire process. So you had something that was more of a semblance of a real debate than what you had the first time around.
We've got 12 days until the elections. Are you expecting, well, they started voting already, to be fair, in America. Everyone votes early and by post or whatever. But are you expecting any surprises over the next 12 days?
Well, not really. It's hard to imagine any surprise that would be a game changer at this late date, and given the fact that such a humongous number of people had voted, over 40 million, a lot of votes are already, have already made their mark. So I don't see any major changes coming up. Basically, it's going to come down to turnout. Mm. Who turns out the votes? Then we will be able to see whether or not the polling projections of Biden's advantage will be confirmed.
Francis Cornegay, Senior Research Fellow at the Institute for Global Dialogue. I wouldn't be dismissing any possibility of a surprise in the last 2 weeks before Election Day in the US. You just never know what's going to happen there.